The Kingdom of Tonga has a new Prime Minister. Lord Whakapuana has been elected Tonga's next Prime Minister by his fellow MPs, ousting incumbent Prime Minister Dr. Aesake Eke. The incoming Prime Minister is one of two nobles' representatives for Vavau, an island group in Tonga, and is one of the younger members of Tonga's parliament. Marion Kupu is the ABC's reporter in Tonga. Marion, welcome.
Morning, Melissa, and yes, thank you for having me.
Before we talk about the new Prime Minister, can you just remind us how we got here? Why was Dr. Aesake Eke ousted?
Well, Melissa, with our small history of political reform, a major one that happened in 2010 where majority of the MPs in parliament were the people, having 17 members from the people's side and 9 members are reserved for the nobles. And the first prime minister since the reform was Lord Duvagano, a noble. And after Duvano, we have had the people's representative running the country. I'm talking about the late Akilisi Pohiva, very a pro-democracy activist in Tonga for decades. We have had Pohiva Tuenetoa, the famous Seaosi Sovaleni, that resigned, and now Aesake Eke. During the time of the people's representative running the country or being prime minister, they have either been dissolved in parliament, vote of no confidence, resignation during their time of ruling. Now, I believe that the reason why Aesake Eke was ousted and have a Lord Whawhanoa from a table seat win this time round was that the people needed some kind of change. The people needed some kind of unity, something new. More like, okay, let's give this back to the nobles and see if they can maintain and stabilize the government.
So what were the key election issues for Tongan voters when they were deciding to make this shift?
Issues here. It was basically unity. Lord Whawhanoa came in and ran for unity, uniting both the nobles and the 17 members of the people's representative. The parliament contained 26 members altogether. Lord Whawhanoa emphasized and wanted unity amongst these 26 to pick his cabinet, the best of the best from the 26 members of cabinet. However, Aesake Eke still wanted to have people representative to still run the country. But from past experience, we didn't see that working. So Whawhanoa's ambition and wish was to unite the house altogether, having nobles and people and the best of all best, whether anyone from the 26 voted for him or not, to run the country.
Can you tell me a little more about Lord Whakapuana personally? I understand he's quite a young member of the parliament.
Yes, I was also fortunate to even went to school together with him.
Ah.
And he is the noble of my village. So there is some kind of a personal relationship there with Lord Whawhanoa. He started his political career when he became the youngest speaker in Tonga and possibly around the world at 27 years old. That's when he started his political career. He's very young and very ambitious and open to advices from his elderly, I should say. He's also the king's nephew and also the crown princess's older brother. So that's, I know it's a lot to take in from an Australian perspective, but the I'm sure the Pacific Island people would understand all this cobweb blood relationship and everything that's happening here in Tonga. And yes, he's very open-minded, and he's very smart. And he's been a Speaker of the House for quite a very long time, and he has developed his experience, his knowledge, and also his network, I should say, not only locally, but when I'm talking about regionally and especially internationally. He's very passionate about climate change, youth, and women policies. So I think that's, you can have a fair idea now, Melissa, on how Fafanua is.
Certainly, and I really appreciate you running us through what is happening in Tonga, particularly given you've got such a close seat to what's happening and who the people are in power. So, Marian Kupu, thank you very much for joining us on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day, Melissa.
Thank you. You too. Marian Kupu is the ABC's reporter in Tonga.